State lawmakers are once again dealing with the contentious issue of summer vacation. North Carolina is one of two states that mandates a long vacation for public schools. Classes can't start before the last week in August and have to end in early June. But districts say that lengthy summer creates a host of problems. Jess Clark reports.
North Carolina's school calendar law can be a nightmare for school systems to navigate. Take it from Anthony Jackson, superintendent for Vance County Schools.
It's very, very difficult. It's putting together a puzzle.
Jackson wants Vance County Schools to start in early August. He says that would reduce summer learning loss and allow him to align the calendar with the local community college, helping high school students enroll in college classes. It would also give him more options for making up snow days.
We're not talking about a major shift. We're talking about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. That's not earth-shattering.
But this fix isn't so easy, and it hasn't been since the state passed the school calendar law in 2004. It was the product of heavy lobbying by the travel and tourism industry. Communities on the coast say they need a lengthy summer vacation season to support the local economy. Frank Rush is the town manager for Emerald Isle.
We don't have a research triangle park. You know, we don't have large manufacturing facilities here. We've got a beach, so tourism is what we're all about. That's what we're selling. And so we're trying to protect that industry.
The impacts on the tourism industry are why coastal representatives like Carteret Republican Pat McElraft are more than a little wary of giving schools more calendar flexibility. She noted state revenues from tourism have increased since the calendar law was passed 12 years ago.
How many teachers and teachers' assistants does that pay for? We need to pay for our students' education, and tourism has paid a huge portion of that.
One legislative proposal would allow schools to align their calendars with local community colleges. Another, by Rowan County Republican Harry Warren, would allow 20 counties to start school as early as August 10th. Under that bill, the state would study the impacts of calendar flexibility before expanding it statewide. Here is Warren explaining the bill in committee.
What we really need to have are facts. What I'm proposing we do here in response to the demand that we have for calendar flexibility every year is to mine for actual data.
Warren says past studies have been slanted in favor of the tourism industry, even though the industry has provided little hard evidence that an earlier start date would have a negative financial impact. Warren also noted a legislative study concluded that giving high-poverty schools control over their calendars would likely increase student achievement. Superintendent Jackson's district in Vance County has a high percentage of low-income students.
Our students aren't going to the beach for 2 weeks or aren't going to a lot of the attractions for 2 and 3 weeks, and we would rather capture and use that time to our benefit.
Both school calendar bills passed the House with broad bipartisan support, but school calendar bills have a history of dying in the Senate. And based on Republican Senate Leader Phil Berger's view, these two seem likely to face a similar fate.
The schools, I believe, have enough flexibility within the calendar law to take care of any issues that they have. I think it's something that does not need to change, and I cannot support those efforts.
Berger says his opposition is based on feedback from parents who oppose the creep of the school year into a traditional summer break. A state poll of 46,000 parents and educators shows 75% believe school districts, not the state, should have control over their local calendars. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.